This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, indeed. We come to part six of holiness. And we come to 1 Thessalonians and the fifth chapter and verse 23. Are you ready for this? Because this is awesome. Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica. And my Bible titles this Final Prayers and Greetings. And Paul says this in verse 23. He says, "Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again." And in verse 24 he says, "God will make this happen. For he who calls you is faithful." For he who calls you is faithful. Are you getting this? Are you understanding this? You know, when you read scripture, sometimes it just lights up. The whole thing just lights up. Often people say to me, "How does the Lord speak to you?" He speaks to you just like this. Just like this. And he's speaking to you now, beloved. As you listen to this broadcast, he is speaking to you right now. You know, as we go along life's journey, often we make mistakes, often we trip up, often we fall on the floor, often we fall flat on our faces. And he is not there to condemn us. He's there to pick us up and hold on to us. You know, not that long ago, I used to go to the prayer room, to the healing room, every single week. Every Wednesday, I would go to the healing rooms in East London, where they would pray for me. And their team there was amazing. And I needed that prayer. I needed that time. I went actually every single week for around a year. And it was wonderful. It was fantastic. Some of the time I didn't want to go. I really did not want to go because I felt I was going to be chided by the Lord. I felt I was going to be put across his knee and he was going to spank me hard, and I didn't want it. And that never, ever, ever happened. Oh, it touches my heart when I think about it. Because many times along life's journey, the Lord knows I have fallen over and I have hurt myself and I have fallen flat on my face. And he has always picked me up and he's always sat me down. When I used to go to the healing rooms, I used to go into this specific room and there was a picture on the wall. And I can see it now. It's a picture of a man who has almost collapsed, and the Lord is holding him. He's just holding him. That's all he's doing. And you know, as the Lord holds you, when you fall down, you can just feel strength coursing through your body as you get stronger and stronger and stronger. He never lets you go. And Paul is reiterating this today by saying, "Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way." You know, sometimes we pray for holiness. Sometimes we pray and we say, "Lord, make me holy. Lord, change my life. Lord, make me not do these things that I do when I do wrong." And yet, a few days goes by, and what do? We do wrong again. We shout at someone. We swear at someone. We get angry. We get frustrated. We fall into sin yet again. And yet again we go back to God and say, "Lord, help me, because I've fallen yet again." And yet again, God Almighty is there, and He picks us up, and He holds on to us. And that is why Paul is saying here clearly, God will make this happen. Are you getting this today? God will make this happen. It is very clear and it is very obvious that God will do this. Why? Because Paul knows He will. And that is why we serve such a wonderful God. This message is so important. If you're feeling down, jaded, downcast, on the floor, fallen over, and you don't know what to do, God is saying, "Do you know what? You don't have to get up, for I will pick you up. If you haven't got the strength to get up, don't even try, because I will come and pick you up." Why do I know this, beloved? I know this because what Paul is saying now. I know it. God will make this happen. For He who calls you is faithful. And you may well say to me, "But David, He hasn't called me." Yes, He has. Yes, He has called you. But have you heard? Sometimes when you're doing something else, this often happens to me. If I'm watching TV or I'm busy doing something else, someone may call me and say, "David, I need you a minute." And I simply can't hear. Why? Because I'm concentrating on what I'm doing and I can't hear. Sometimes, beloved, we have to stop concentrating. Sometimes, beloved, we have to simply stop and listen to what Almighty God is saying. How does the Lord speak to me? He speaks to you through His Word. That is the one way that I know He speaks to you. Other people have heard God's audible voice. Other people feel what He says in their spirits. But most people hear what He says through His Word, through the Word of God. And I believe, beloved, God Almighty is speaking to you this very moment, this very second. I believe God is saying to you, if you have fallen over, if you don't have the strength to get up, I will pick you up. But first, you have to allow me to pick you up. You have to give me that permission to lift you from the floor. Now may the God of peace make you holy, set apart in every way. And watch this. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. That is a prayer that Paul is praying right now for you. That your whole spirit, that your whole body, and your whole soul be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. And I know this. I know this, that I know this, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again really soon. It is not going to be long, and He will be there. How do I know that? because of what the Bible tells us, because of the prophecies the Bible has shown us, because of all the things that are happening. I know this, God Almighty is going to be here really, really very soon. I am convinced and I am certain. And I believe it's going to happen in our lifetime. I believe it will suddenly happen in the twinkling of an eye. That's what the Bible tells us. He will come. Be sure to be ready. I need to pray now. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you touch the lives of every person who is listening to this broadcast with clarity and knowledge to know that they will be holy if they just stretch out their hands and ask for holiness. It will happen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Israel. Amen and amen. And that's what I want you to do right now. Stretch your hand out and say, "Yes, Lord, let me be holy. Let me be holy." Amen.